It is most important that we wear blessed sacramentals to protect ourselves and our loved ones from all misfortune. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days I will pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church in Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. Veronica suffered greatly for the salvation of souls. She experienced the passion of our Lord and had the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, in your hands, feet, and forehead. She is known as Veronica of the Cross. On August 3, 1995, Veronica went to her eternal reward. Her dying wish is that we continue to spread the message of Our Lady of the Roses until the second coming of our Lord. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"My child and my children, I had promised you relief from the suffering now being inflicted even on little children of AIDS. This will come in due time. This is actually based, my child and my children, on the acceptance of mankind as the Eternal Father and my Son as their leaders. You must all attain a copy of the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. Do not accept the new mods. Try to find in your bookstores the old Bibles, my children, for many are being changed to suit the carnal natures of man. I repeat, sin has become a way of life. My child and my children, if I could open up the sky above me and show you a picture of the tears that fall upon you, it's truly raining teardrops from heaven. For many of you are blind to what lies ahead. There will be a time of great tribulation upon mankind. Will you be able to persevere during this time? My child and my children, I have given you, I should say, my Son and the Eternal Father have given you your armor. You must keep about you at all times. At no cost must you remove from your bodies your crucifix, the Saint Benedict medal, and your scapular. I say this for a reason. Now, my child, this week you were placed in great trial. I want you at this time to explain to others just what transpired when you removed your protection. I do? It's embarrassing. Yes, my child. Reach out to the world. You were allowed to go through this crucible for a reason. Well, last week on Monday, I had to go to St. Charles Hospital for tests. 7 different tests. Blood tests, EKG, everything you could think of, I went through there. However, when I first arrived, they said to me, take off your medals and your scapular. The lady seemed to know the scapular. I said to her, I really don't want to take off my protection. She said, we're here to protect you. Here, let me have them, and I'll put them in your bag. So she took them. Now, I was at a terrible position of either losing my test and giving her an argument because she's a very stern individual. So I said nothing at that time, and she went forward and made her test. All right. No, I was there quite a while in the hospital, as you understand, when you go through those tests and wait and wait and wait. Now, at that time then, when I was finished, I was quite hungry, and so was Arthur. So we took off for a McDonald's along the highway for breakfast. Well, fortunately, Our Lady and Jesus held back what was to happen until we at least had finished our breakfast. But unfortunately for the others who had just arrived, they were at a disadvantage because as we finished the cup of coffee, a man ran to us and said, leave here in an instant. The place is going to blow up. I said, what? And then I smelled gas. I knew there was something wrong. Well, everyone started running, and I mean they ran out of that building with me, fast ahead, and Arthur, and my bag, and we jumped in the car and took off because you could smell the gas exuding out of that pipe. Well, I found out later, but this was only the beginning. I found out later that these men who had a big crane had chopped up the gas pipe, and out came the fumes. And if somebody had lit a match in that place, because the fumes were all around us, we would have went, boom! So I got outside in the car, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus, Blessed Mother. Well, I guess the old boy figured I'll still get her. So I lied to him, thinking now I'm safe. Oh, yeah? I noticed that my dog had been eating a lot of bones and things and left little slivers on the floor. But there were only tiny little slivers. I say this for a reason. But my dog liked these milk bones. They were a sort of a pinkish brown color. If you know your dog, he's a poodle, and he loves milk bones. So he gets those. However, I was sweeping up the floor with some popcorn that Arthur had dropped. When all of a sudden, I said, gee, what in the world am I eating? What am I eating? But in the beginning, I had a feeling I was going to choke. So I opened my mouth. What was in my mouth? The two large chunks of dog biscuit. Now, I'm not eating dog biscuits. So I said, he's still after me. And I said, and I know what it is, because, you see, our lady let me go through this, so I'd learn a stern lesson. And she wants everyone to know about this. And anyone that doubts this, I'll prove it to them, because my husband came running in, and I says, they're trying to choke me or something. What is it, said Arthur. I said, dog biscuits in my mouth. Big pieces. How did they get there? I don't know, I said, but then I think I know. So I ran right in, got my St. Benedict medal out of my purse that I'd forgotten to put on in all the excitement, and also the scapular. And I assure you, I don't care if they have to tack it to my nose the next time. I'm not taking off my scapula and my St. Benedict medal for anyone, including a crucifix also. So you can see Our Lady allowed this for a reason. I feel that, you know, it was a little embarrassing to come forward, but Our Lady said she wants others to know this because there will be others who will have this experience if they are not protected with their scapula, the St. Benedict medal, and a crucifix.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Veronica experienced this great trial so we can all learn from it. Our Lady tells us to be protected from all misfortune and evil. We should wear the following sacramentals around our neck: a rosary, a crucifix, the St. Benedict medal, Our Lady of the Roses medal, the Miraculous medal, and the scapular. We have all of these sacramentals in a packet we call Heaven's Personal Protection Packet. This packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Heaven's Personal Protection Packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. These Last Days radio program is now on the internet at tldm.org. Will you help us to spread Our Lady's message of warning and hope through the World Wide website by making a special gift of $10, $20, $50, or even $100? We are also ready to prepare another magazine, but we need funds to do so before we can go to press. This magazine will not only go in the mail, but will be available to those seeing our worldwide website at tldm.org. On March 18, 1976, Jesus said, "For you who have been given graces, much is expected of you. You must not fall asleep and just wait for the outcome of your mission. You must work and you must pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Your labors must not cease while you are upon the earth. Great shall be your reward in heaven." Unquote. With your gift, we can reach 37 million American and Canadian homes and homes around the world that are already on the internet. And in coming months, this number will multiply dramatically as more and more computers and televisions are hooked up to the internet. Will you make an extra generous gift this month? Can I count on your help? Our Lady needs your help. don't let her down. Say a prayer to our Lord and our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. You may use your Visa, MasterCard, or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-333-2046. Or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. On June 30th, 1984, Our Lady said, I cry, my tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love in each and every child that has been placed upon earth, but my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed. Unquote. If we do not stop abortion in the United States, God will destroy America. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 6, 1992. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is smiling. You see, my child, the world would have nothing if man was not free to speak out. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she said that to listen carefully. My child, you understand. The Eternal Father is most merciful, and my son does not want the world to be destroyed. However, great tribulation shall be set upon mankind. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by homosexuality to flourish and become the way of life, which now your leaders, under a banner of truthfulness and faithfulness to his God, have now torn down that banner and is going in the direction of Satan. Laws are being made now to protect the offenders of God, the homosexuals. Mankind will have a banner ahead. There will be tribulation set upon the world before my son returns to gather his own. Yes, in time, many will be removed from the earth. However, there will be a tribulation before that moment. My child and my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world, and my children of the earth, and the once beautiful United States of America. Do not sell your souls to get to the head. Money has been called the root of all evil. Already the young are being tarnished, their souls corrupted by their elders. What, oh what, my children, can you expect from the Eternal Father? My son constantly pleads your cause before the Eternal Father. However, the time is growing short. That's why, my child, I brought you here this evening in your debilitated state as an act of mercy to the world to turn from their path of destruction. Your nation, the United States, shall fall to the despot, and you will be all enslaved by him. I know, my children, many of you who hear my voice or my words will say, how can this happen to us? But we heard that the Eternal Father had said himself that he heard that many years ago when he sent prophets to warn Sodom and Gomorrah, and they too did not listen. So now, my children, you will both go off as soldiers for Christ, my son. If you swerve in your course of dedication, you can lose your eternal soul. Is this not worth fighting for, my children? Go out as soldiers of Christ. Carry the banner called Faithful and True.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1992. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of October 26th, approximately 350 people attended, and there were three buses and many cars from different states. Now, I have my continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. I have a tape of Veronica speaking, and this was made in 1980, and it is as follows. On January 8, 1970, St. Teresa and Our Lady appeared in my bedroom, and there was dictated to me by St. Teresa a poem, message, called Pietà. Now, the Pietà was Michelangelo's statue. It was brought over from Rome to the very grounds where Our Lady is holding her vigils now in Flushing Meadow Park. It is just marvelous how heaven had everything planned out, that we should be where Pope Paul VI said Mass back during the time of the last World's Fair in New York. How very strange it is to all us humans. But God has such a wonderful plan for all of our lives to allow Our Lady to come here. This is the message of the Pietà. In her arms so soft and loving lay the heart of all creation, torn and bloody from the torment wrought by sin's abomination. Oh, dear Mother, in your sorrow, can you look upon us still? Remember all the grief we gave you. Can you really love us still? Yes, my dear child, I do love you with a heart that's pure and kind. I will save you from disaster. Only seek and ye shall find. Take his heart so torn with sorrow. Kiss the wounds that sin did bleed. We are living now the past, dear. Lust and envy, hate and greed. Once again he lays there hanging, begging you to put aside all the evil man has made, to make the road grow long and wide. See the light grow sad and dimmer. Listen now while there is time. Turn and give your life to Jesus. Let him lead you to the shrine. Safe within his magic circle, blessed by peace of heart and soul, you will find all heaven's treasures if you work to reach this goal. That's the end of the poem, and this is to be continued. Now, my first testimony here is from Florida, to Our Lady's workers. You sent me a rose petal blessed by Jesus and Mary about a month ago. I know you sent it for my husband so that he might believe, but when I received it, I didn't feel this was for him. I was led to give it to a man had a family of three. And when I gave it to him, he welled up with tears and shook all over and said he saw the face of Jesus on the rose petal. He went to church that day and prayed for the first time in 24 years. Now he takes his wife and 10-year-old son with him to Mass. What a miracle, a blessing from Jesus and Mary. Kindly send more rose petals There are so many people here in Pensacola, Florida, who are in such need of spiritual help. Thank you very much. And another sign. Now I have another one. This party here is from Michigan. To our ladies workers. To our ladies workers. Our lady has answered two prayers for me. The first is that I get a job with the State Department that I have been waiting for 7 years. Thanks to our Blessed Mother, I am now working there. The second one, all my childhood and half my adult life, my mom had been an alcoholic. After many prayers and novenas, the liquor, she said, tasted like vinegar, and she never drank again. Thanks to our Blessed Mother. Now I will have my mom around for a long time where the alcohol could have killed her. Thank you, dear Blessed Mother. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.